found by the valid cognizer distinguishing the final phenomena. So what is the object that is found by the valid cognizer distinguishing final phenomena? That is the emptiness of the table. So the emptiness of the table is the object found by the valid cognizer, distinguishing the final phenomena. The table itself is a conventional truth. The table itself is conventional truth, but it has the ultimate truth on it. So, you know, on any kind of conventional truth has both the conventional and the ultimate truth, the both truths.
Oh, yeah. What does the name Tanji, Rava Shenangichi Kandijina, Teda, Tanjava Dilulada, Shenangichi Kandijina, Teda, Minda, Tobe, Pataba, Samaiba, Rangi, Munitabe, Tombate, and a Teda eating Tonji Jangore, Rava, and a Tendam Dava Jangore, Estuction.
So, excuse me, in this school, right, the Prasangika Madhyamika school, so anything that is not labeled or imputed by the mind or the name and existing from its own side, you know, everything is empty of and exists from its own side without being labeled or imputed by mind or name. So that is the emptiness of this school, the Prasangika Madhyamika school. So that is about the objects and the objects. So the objects, there are two different. There are two divisions. There are two different kind of divisions, and the one division is that of the hidden objects and the manifest object, and the other one is the ultimate truth and the conventional truth. So, and then the next one is the object possessor, that which possesses the object. So that's called object possessor or the subject.
Oh, yeah.
And how many kinds of object possessor are there? So in this school, they say two: the person and the mind. The person and the mind. So what is the definition of the person here? It says the other, the mere I, imputed independence on the five aggregates as the illustration of the person.
So
this is the mere I imputed independence on the five aggregate, is the person. So like whether you call it David or Nick, that is merely imputed on the independence on the five aggregates. So it's just merely imputed. There's nothing you can find the I, on the aggregate.
So
when we say like I'm sick or I'm happy and so forth, at that time if you look for the I, where is that I that says I'm sick? Where is that I that is sick? Or where is the I that is happy? So if you look for that I from the and from the tip, you know, from the toe, you know, to the head, you will not find the eye anywhere in the aggregate itself.
Pena nga nagadu smichil labdi me lavsa ti kar nagadu sena lapa nagadu segre lapa nagadu se di a chana lapa chana re vese lana yon le ja khau cha ho man.
So like people when we have pain in the part of our body, like in our hand, we say I'm sick. So he says I'm sick, then where do you have the pain? He says I have pain in my hand. He says that is your hand or you? Is your hand you? And then it's again it's difficult, it becomes difficult to answer. Because hand is not I.
Right?
You know that, right? So when you realize that I, you know, your hand is not you, then again you have to think of it. Think to find you who is sick, right?
So
when you look in this way, you know, you cannot find the example or the illustration of I on any, you know, part of the aggregate or your body. So therefore, the Prasangika Madhyamika says it's a mere I imputed, so that's the name or the term I imputed, you know, independent on the five aggregates. So that's called the I or the person. And so the Prasangika, Savatantika Madhyamika, like Bhava Viveka, when he gives the example of or the illustration of the person, he says the sixth consciousness, the mental consciousness, is the person. You know, it's person because it's the self that reincarnates. You know, so when it reincarnates, it is the self, right? Self reincarnates, so that is the I. So that's the mental consciousness which reincarnates. So therefore, that is the self.
Redi yinaya ravachi. Pena man nevachi, nga nangdu, sam yondu. Ta kasi nankete, rava nankete, tane, tuba yiji namshite yina. Ravata? Ani? Michiki pena, jupa nara shuhena, nala jupa shu sonu sedi, ta jupa shu sadi yiji namshite yin kogresi.
And then again, you know, if you say that the mental consciousness is the I, and when you say I am sick, or somebody hit me, you know, with a stick, then you say the I, you know, who was hit by the stick, then that should be the I, you know, that should be the mental consciousness, right? Who can hit the mental consciousness? Because it's a formless, how can you heal the mental consciousness? So when you give reason in this way, then it becomes uncomfortable, you know, to accept the mental consciousness as the illustration of the person.
Karina Devi in a Nigina Kanji, Ming Tafa Sam Taha Kanzan Sanji Jangina. What? Kumar shoes. Kumar shoes and not the service and a Nigres, Devi Desash, Layo. Mune could you buy shoes, the service you are, Nil Sugar, Devi Sugar.
But when you say, you know, the David or the Nick, that's merely imputed, you know, merely imputed on dependence on the independence on the five rigors. And that, if that you said that is the I, And then it becomes, you know, easier to accept. You know, somebody says, yeah, when you are sick, you know, you say, oh, I'm sick. So the I, so-called Nick, you know, is a sick. So that's true. You know. And then when somebody hit you with a stick, you know, says, yes, you know, you know, so someone called David. So called David and got hit by the stick. So so then, you know, it's true, you know, yes, it's true that, you know, the Nick was sick or David was hit by the stick. So then it becomes easier to accept, you know, that as a illustration, that as an illustration of I or the person.